If you'd like to get involved with Shoreditch Radio, or if you run any local projects or events, please contact us at info@shoreditchradio.co.uk.
Esky boy, Dano, out to all my people.
Hello, we're Beanbot.
Hi, this is Dean from Lois and the Love.
This is Roman from Breton.
I am Adam Partick.
I'm Orlando from the Maccabees.
I am Colin Peters.
I'm Lewis from Chapel Club.
Hi, this is Guy from Cedar Winter.
Hello, this is Carl Barat.
Hey, this is Rita Ora, and you're listening to Shoreditch Radio. Yes! Hello and welcome to the second Theatre Full Stop podcast with your host Lucy Basaba. This is your chance to catch up on the latest theatre news and interviews. Tonight's special guest is writer, performer and aerial artist Jessica Andrada, who will be talking about her latest piece, The Brownie Club. First up on the Theatre Full Stop podcast is theatre news. The winner of the Alfred Fagan Award was announced on Friday the 25th of November at a ceremony at the National Theatre and was filmed for the BBC. Playwright Lorna French won the prestigious award for her play City Melodies, a timely piece looking at the lives of first and second generation immigrants in London. This is Lorna's second award, having won in 2006 for her play Safe House. Brighton Fringe Festival is currently taking submissions from artists and companies to perform their shows next year. The largest arts festival in England, the Brighton Fringe has helped support and showcase the works of emerging talent for the past few years. Taking place every May, there are hundreds of performances and events that take over the seaside town. Funding opportunities are also available. Visit www.brightonfringe.org for more info. Theatre company Little Pieces of Gold are currently accepting submissions for their next scratch night. The theme is keeping hopes and dreams alive. You can interpret this how you will, however you have until Monday the 5th of December to submit your play. Plays will be rehearsed and performed on the 18th of January 2017 at the Southwark Playhouse. To find out more, visit www.littlepiecesofgold.co.uk. Theatre listings for next week. Number one, we have A Christmas Carol at the Puppet Theatre Barge. This runs from the 3rd of December. We are currently running a competition on Theatre Full Stop to win a pair of tickets and a divine chocolate tasting kit. So please visit the website or social media to find out more about that. Secondly, we have The Night That Autumn Turned to Winter at the Battersea Arts Centre. That runs from the 3rd to the 8th of December. Next, there is Room on a Broom at the Stratford Circus. That runs from the 2nd to the 8th of December. We have Snow Queen at the Bristol Old Vic from the 2nd of December to the 15th of January. And lastly, we have The Mischief Before Christmas at York Theatre Royal, which runs from the 3rd to the 24th of December. Next, we have theatre listings. We have a bit of a Christmas-themed theatre listings this week. First, we have A Christmas Carol at the Puppet Theatre Barge. This runs from the 3rd of December. We are also running a competition on the Theatre Full Stop website to win a pair of tickets and a divine chocolate tasting kit. So please visit the site or social media to find out more about that. The Night That Autumn Turned to Winter at the Battersea Arts Centre runs from the 3rd to the 8th of December. Next, there's Room on the Broom at Stratford Circus, which runs from the 2nd to the 8th of December. There's The Snow Queen at Bristol Old Vic, which runs from the 2nd of December to the 15th of January. And lastly, The Mischief Before Christmas at York Theatre Royal, which runs from the 3rd to the 24th of December. I want to say a warm welcome to today's guest, writer, performer and aerialist Jessica Andrade, who has kindly agreed to answer some questions about her current project, The Brownie Club. Hello and welcome, Jess.
Hello, Lucy.
How are you today?
I'm good. Thank you for having me.
Good, good. You're currently developing your latest piece, The Brownie Club, and you're inviting BAME Circus performers to help with the research and development process with Tara Arts. What can performers going for this opportunity expect from this process?
So this weekend we're casting for the show, mm-hmm. and I'm casting for two female BAME aerialists, mm-hmm. and I'm working with Krista Viori, who is Upswing's artistic director associate.
Okay.
And she's also Frantic Assembly's one of their directors as well. So it's going to be like a workshop audition, working with playing with the silks in a storytelling and narrative way. So mm-hmm. we're working with gesture, we're working with picture moments, tableaus, and the narrative of the story of childhood and how you can feel out of place, especially as a black or ethnic minority mm-hmm. female. Because I grew up in Essex and, you know, I was one of about three in my whole school. So yeah, it's just kind of exploring those themes of identity and mm-hmm. race. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The Brownie Club is an autobiographical piece, as you were saying, fusing the monologue of a young female addressing themes of race, identity and culture with aerial work. What inspired this fusion?
So growing up, I always did gymnastics and dance, elocution and drama. And I think doing gymnastics and dance was the one place I didn't feel my race was pointed out.
Mm-hmm.
So it was like I felt the most free when I was performing or competing. And then after going to drama school, or during drama school in mm-hmm. my final year, we did circus arts. And that's where I really felt at free really, when we did all the aerial stuff. So I just kind of wanted to fuse the two stories together, especially as an actress you often get typecast, and I just wanted to create my own story, to be like, look, we don't always have to play these stereotypes and these old stories. We're the next generation, we don't have to be these things. But I almost didn't want to do a story about myself, but I feel like it needs to be told because nobody else is telling these mm-hmm. kind of stories.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
The Brownie Club is a very timely piece of theatre addressing themes that are current talking points. What would you like for audiences to take away from the show?
So I think during this current time, obviously after Brexit, after Trump got voted in, there's mm-hmm. been a high rise in race, hate crimes and things like that, and it's just sad that this is coming to light now, because personally I've always had things happen to me, like whether it's been racist attacks, nothing physical, but mm-hmm. it's quite mentally challenging sometimes that when you're constantly being told something or constantly being shouted at when you're walking down the street.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously in Essex it's a bit different compared to London or East London where we are now. Oh, you wouldn't get it as much, but these points are, people around the UK are facing these hate crimes almost. So it's almost like an understanding I'd want from the audience to take away that, you know, it's not really acceptable, obviously, but that, you know, we're all human beings. We're all just people living in this one earth together. Why can't we just get along?
You performed a segment from the Brownie Club at the Monologue Slam event this year and at the Tilt Festival this summer in Birmingham. How did you find performing at these events?
So I performed, 1 minute monologue at Monologue Slam in Stratford, and that was a really great atmosphere to perform in, especially because the crowd was so diverse. So I got a lot of people coming up to me afterwards saying, oh, I've really related to that story, or that character, I know that character that lives down the road from me. And it was such a great opportunity to be seen at Monologue Slam mm-hmm. by the industry professionals. And I did get a couple meetings with agents and things afterwards, so I'm still yet to decide who I'm going with this weekend.
Oh, right,
but
okay.
Yeah, so that was good in that kind of sense. And the same at Tilt in Birmingham. Mm-hmm. That was the first year they did their physical theatre and aerial festival. And it was just great to be surrounded by such talent producing new work. Mm-hmm. And I got the same reaction from people in Birmingham, actually, because it's a big town, it's a big centre. And I got to do 15 minutes there, so they got to see a bit more of the story and the character. And, yeah, it was just great for people to say, I want to see more. Yeah. Like, I really relate, yeah. Or I really understand that character. This reminds me of this person.
Yeah.
And it started that duologue, really, that the conversation, and yeah. You know, which I think the arts are calling out for at this time.
Yeah, I agree, definitely. Alongside creating and developing your own show, you're also education associate at Upswing, a leading circus and aerial theatre company. What does this role entail?
So I'm so grateful for Upswing for even putting the opportunity out there with their programme called Step Up, which was their programme for BAME artists to even experience circus. And it was a 2-week intensive course, and from that I built up the relationship with Vicky, and she mentored me through teaching silks, teaching hoop, the conditioning class as well. So that's what I do now. I teach their conditioning classes, their silks and their hoops. Mm-hmm. At the moment they're on pause a bit because they're doing more masterclasses and workshops, but
right.
Vicky from Upswing, she's my mentor for this project, and yeah, she just inspires me to create my own work because she's doing that with her company, and that's mm-hmm. why she set it up, mm-hmm. really.
You're a graduate of East 15 Acting School, where you trained on the BA Physical Theatre course. How has this training shaped you as a performer and creator?
Wow, I really loved that course. It introduced me to such a wide variety of performers and people from all over the UK mm-hmm. that I never would have met if I hadn't have gone there. And you create such great relationships with people. So in terms of a performer and a creator, we did things like mask work, we did commedia dell'arte, we did a bit of Shakespeare, we did text work, we did a lot of movement work and devising. Mm-hmm. So that course has just made me be like, do you know what, you can create your own things. Like, don't wait for that agent, don't wait for that phone call, don't mm-hmm. wait to even be seen. Start creating with the people around you, and that's the opportunities I got because I had such great people to work with. So yeah, I'm just grateful that I got put onto a course like that.
Yeah.
Because it just opened up your mind a little, because
yeah.
once you come out of drama school, you think, oh yeah, there's going to be things coming up and all these people are going to be calling, but it's not really like that. It's just a bit still and a bit dead, and you have to do the chasing, you have to do the networking,
yeah.
you have to do the producing, the creating, all of it until they call you and yeah. you're that good, you know?
Yeah. What are your plans for 2017?
So, in 2017, that's when the full show, supported by Tara Arts, will be up February 7th. That is the date, yes. So that's going to be the showcase, which you're invited to.
Yes, I'll be there.
And it's an industry showcase, but it's also going to be open for the public, which is 98 seaters. So hopefully I'll fill that out.
Yes, you will.
That out. And then I'll be inviting producers and venues to come down, and hopefully it can go touring in the new year.
Right.
If it's bought.
Good luck with that.
Thank you.
And lastly, what advice would you give to aspiring theatre makers?
I would just say, don't give up on your dreams. And, you know, I'm constantly having phone calls with my artist friends when they're down because of money, they've got to pay rent, you have so many stresses in life, so many other careers, so many jobs to make money. But don't forget why you even did that degree. And work with the people you already know, and then from there expand your
network.
Definitely start with the people you know, and don't be afraid to write to people, don't be afraid to pick up the phone, tweet them, whatever, because you know it is such a small industry, and everybody does know everybody. So even if they can't help you, they'll be like, oh, actually this person's creating this, and that's how I've managed to make some connections. So just don't give up, keep going. And you know, as a theatre maker, you're not age I don't feel like there's an age that, oh, by this age I'm going to stop doing it, because your performance will just grow and you will change as an artist. Obviously age changes you, but you'll learn so much, and you know, don't put any limits to yourself. Yeah, keep going.
Lovely. Thank you very much, Jess, for coming in today.
Thank you so much.
Really appreciate it, and good luck with your show next year.
Thank you. I hope to see you soon.
Yes, definitely. And for the last part of the show, there'll be a monologue showcase. This week, Andrew Winfield of Smith Scripps has kindly sent over a piece from his play Next of Kin. The monologue will be performed by John McKenna.
Nurse, all right, been waiting. Seems I'll have to wait a bit fucking longer then. All right, sorry, I don't usually swear. I come from Dagenham, you know, they all swear down there, Dagenham. But not me, as a rule, usually. Nurse, can you pass me my tea? I can't reach. I tried. Right. Okay. What are you leaning on the bed like that for? Who are you then? Night staff. What are you doing talking about me quietly for then? Speak up so I can hear. It's about me after all. Or don't you want to tell me? I don't remember you last night. Did you? Cut up my chicken? Oh, right. Yes. Yeah, you looked different last night, didn't you? Bit kinky. Well, that's what I think. Kinky. A bit kinky. Yeah, well, you never know. What? Next of kin? Didn't I tell you? No. The wife is dead. No kids. My sister. Nah, she hasn't been here. No, not even once. Only seen her twice. Once when she got married and once when she got divorced. There you are then. That you? What? No, I'm still here. What? No, I'm still here. Where? In the fucking hospital. Yeah, I thought I was coming out today, but I'm not. I said I'm not coming out today. What? No, I'm not. Turn the fucking TV down. I can't hear a fucking word. No, I'm not coming out today. I don't fucking know why they don't tell you anything in here. No, well, they don't really know. I don't know. Just want to go home. Well, I'm not going back in an ambulance. No, they ran over my fucking toes. The ambulance ran over my toes. Gonna get someone to give me a lift. Well, I'm not asking you. I'm not asking you. What? Because I know you don't have a car, and I also know that you can't even fucking drive. Yeah, well, no, I'm coming out tomorrow, whatever they say. Well, they can just fuck off. Speak to you then. I'm sorry. I never used to swear. I don't know, I just can't think of other words anymore, so I swear I'm sorry. Nurse. Nurse. No, I don't need a bottle. I'll wait. Fucking wait all day. It's me. No, I'm not coming out today. No idea, they don't tell you anything. Hold on a moment. Yes? Well, they just asked me that. A short while ago. My sister. No, I haven't got a fucking clue where she is. Sorry. I don't know where she is. Not seen her in ages. Anyway, I'm on the phone. You still there? No, I thought I was coming out today, but I'm coming out tomorrow. Gonna fucking discharge myself. How much do you want to pick me up? Where? From the fucking hospital. You've been listening to anything I've fucking been saying? Yes. How much? Tenner. Done. 10 o'clock. Fuck! Battery's flat. Don't you swear when your fucking phone battery dies, because I fucking do. Nurse. Nurse. Can you get me some more water? In a minute. Oh, okay. Minute. She can't count the fucking 60, I'll tell you that. They can tell me off as much as they like. No, don't want a bottle. Yet. When I do, I'll keep it upright. Thank you. I didn't mean to get it all over the floor. Well, I didn't fucking mean to. I can't stand being in here. Yeah, you still farting? It's the fucking food. It's disgusting. My guts have gone on a walk out. They fucking blew up inside me last night, shitting bricks. You bored as well? You have to pay for the TV, not doing that. They'll have you paying for your colostomy next. Bags. What? How many more fucking times? Look, that's a genuine swear, not an accidental one, that's a real swear. Stop going on at me, will you? Stop it. Ends up pissing you off, I can tell you, it does. Anyway, they're all fucking swearing Dagenham. That's where I'm from, Dagenham. And I'm going home tomorrow. I don't care what the night staff say. You can tell the day staff. Tell them I'm off home. Someone's picking me up. And I'm not going in the ambulance. Fucking ran over my toes, nearly broke them. I can't stand it in here. No one tells you anything. Next of kin. I told you. No one. I have no next of kin.
Thank you very much for listening to this week's podcast. Please stay tuned for the next one. For more information on what we do, please visit theatrefullstop.com.